Hi, this is Charlene, your host for Soul Sciences, the place where your inner experience meets outer exploration, or your inner exploration meets outer experience. Thanks for joining today's program of Soul Sciences. The first thing I want to talk about is the God particle. I want to, but it might be difficult for more than one reason. The first problem is that physicists, self-respecting physicists, that is, do not call the Higgs boson particle newly discovered in 2012 anything but the Higgs boson. They avoid the term God particle, yet that is what the rest of us know the whole shebang by, God particle. But the real problem with the Higgs boson or so-called God particle is that it has never actually been seen. Now, this is a curious fact about physics. Quantum physicists devote their lives to the pursuit of something not only they can't see, but neither they nor anyone else will ever, ever see. Having a bit of trouble with this? Consider. When your husband comes home after a hard day's work and he looks around, he does not see dust. You have been cleaning all day and therefore there is no visible dust. However, when he comes home from a hard day's work on the day before you do the cleaning, he still does not see dust. Men have a genetic ability to not see dust and dirt that defies most women's consciousness. I mean, how long does it take before he notices the floor with its geological deposits of debris from last week? How long before he sees the prehistoric swill accumulating around the toilet? Well, you probably have your own ideas on this one. Consider. Physicists are mostly men and some women who do not see the particles they devote their lives to. These are the really, really smart among us who spend years and countless of their dollars in universities to attain PhDs in physics in order to spend billions of our dollars to chase something no one will ever see. Nope, not ever. Not once. If this boggles your mind, refer to the dust paragraphs above. It will help. Now, the Higgs boson has been explained to Steve Paikin of TVO's Agenda program by physicist Sean Carroll in a metaphor about Margaret Thatcher. The story goes that the British government was considering whether to continue to finance research into this Higgs boson, the government in Britain being populated by men mostly, yes, but men trained up in military, which has a way of fixing the genetic problem of most men, fixing it so they really do see dust and dirt, and they don't like when they see it. But they really don't like it when it costs billions of dollars and they cannot see it. This governmental body composed of mostly men suspects a venture that costs in billions for something we cannot see. They see there may be a problem here. What's next, they ask each other. Billions of dollars investment in ghost research? How about billions of dollars on mortgages that don't exist? Never, they state unequivocally. So they wanted the physicists to explain what the Higgs boson was, what it had to do with the God particle, where was this particle, why can't we see it, and what does it have to do with why men can't see dust? At least that is what I believe they needed to know. So the physicists came up with a metaphor, a kind of story in images, to explain to the government officials what the Higgs boson is and why it might be called the God particle. The metaphor goes like this. Imagine you are walking through a room with Margaret Thatcher at your side. The large room is empty, and so you both wander through it about the same velocity, looking about and perhaps sharing a word or two, although if you talk more than that, Ms. Thatcher would want to tax you. The room is what is known in physics as a field of energy. Don't let your mind wander toward dirt and dust. I said don't, and I mean it. Even though the word is field, and even though every field you have ever seen contains nothing but dirt, piles, mounds, swales, dirt-breeding grasses and weeds and tall gangly white flowers bearing names like hog's weed, so you know you must never, never touch them. Even though this is true, don't think of that. You'll confuse yourselves with images of dust in the room and wondering if the rooms were truly empty, might your husband see the dust? Is that an idea? From there, you'll wander around, and maybe if the house was completely, utterly, and totally empty, he'd see when dirt accumulates, oh, say, near the door, as he wipes his shoes. And before long, we'll be deconstructing your interior design instead of hanging about with Ms. Thatcher in an empty room as a metaphor for the Higgs boson not called God particle by most physicists. Now, you will walk with Margaret Thatcher again in the same room, but this time it is filled with people who are all interested in politics. I know you can see them all standing about, little plates in their hands filled with tiny bits of colorful things to put in their mouths, napkins at the ready, small plastic cups molded into the shape of wine glasses, plastic pretend wine glasses holding a cheaper level of wine, red or white, cheaper because this is Margaret Thatcher coming through the room, and Margaret Thatcher understood the value of money. Do not imagine the mess left behind. Do not visualize the sweeping, collecting, the trashing and folding, the wiping and washing necessary as the people leave. Stop it! Stop it, or before long you'll be seeing images of before the people arrive, how the help had to find things, locate things like tablecloths, boxes of cutlery, even aprons from wherever such items spend the most of their time. No, stop before you go into the notion that mostly women have set this room up. Women adept at finding things. Women really, really good at locating objects for their family. Like, for example, when your husband could not after an hour find the screws he had carefully stashed away somewhere and which he desperately, with all of himself involved, needed at this very instant. And you walked into the den, placed your hand upon an upper shelf, and there, under a layer of dust, lay the very screws he had labeled and stashed for just such a moment. Don't think like this. This room, which used to be a field when it was empty, except that it never was really empty, only filled with dirt, except it was never that kind of field. No, only a field you can never see. Now, with all the people interested in politics in it, it is called the Higgs Field, and here's the reason why. As you walk through with Margaret Thatcher, everyone wants to talk with her. She stops to talk, and small groups gather about her at each step, parting only after they have had the chance to say something like, "The people have no jobs, and still you tax them. What's up with that?" before she makes utterances about cake and floats to the next group. That gathering of people is the same as the electrons that gather in the Higgs field. They're both empty. That's right. The politicians, as you suspected, and the Higgs field are both as full of nothing as, well, anything. That's why physicists call it a Higgs field, because the electrons gather together and then they break apart, just like politicians when they have to make decisions that will increase the amount of money in your pocket. I don't know what this means about Mr. Higgs, whether he broke things apart, such as his wife's heart, when he refused to admit dirt exists in fields. However, since I don't know, I have to stop talking about it, which is something quantum physicists never do because they keep talking about things they cannot see, and therefore how can they know about them? And the idea of God particle relates to how these empty government officials see themselves as soon as they are elected, standing there next to Margaret Thatcher, reflected in the mirrors that line the room. But don't, because as soon as I say mirror, I know you all long to grab your paper towels and your favorite vinegar-based cleaner vinegar, because all of us are aware of vinegar these days as the best cleaning agent, vinegar and paper towels, and empty those mirrors of all the marks and bits of dirt left behind by the gathering of people, the empty political people walking through the empty room with Margaret Thatcher pretending to be a Higgs boson, but she would call it a God particle. But I digress. The boson is a wriggle in the Higgs field, similar to the line made by Margaret Thatcher if we were to mark her passage through the room. Except when it comes to the Higgs boson inside the particle tubes, inside the very large, large tubes, inside the Large Hadron Collider, called the Large Hadron Collider, because it is the largest anybody has ever seen, nobody ever, ever sees the particle moving through the field. I'm not sure that anyone sees the field, but neither does your husband when he comes home see the dust or dirt from his shoes or his coat flung on the floor. He just stands there when you point it out and looks dumbfounded. I believe we need a new breed of physicists, one comprised of housewives, women adept at locating and eliminating dirt and dust and various unwanted elements from places in their homes, women skilled at finding anything in the house, no matter who needs it or where they last lost it. We need the skills of a mother and wife who will find the damn particle, and then we will call it the housewives particle, and the name will hold for everyone.
That's it. That's all for today's program. Thanks for joining us here at Soul Sciences. And thanks to Kevin MacLeod for that lovely intro and extra music called Carefree. For more of my work, please go to www.soulsciences.net. And remember, take good care of each other.